Joseph Dispenza, Ph.D., Quantum Physics and the Observer.
There is this debate in quantum mechanics about, you know, we're affecting things on the micro level, not the macro level. And you've seen in some of the panels at the conference that there's a point beyond which they're not willing to go. And we can sit and discuss those things for a long time, and then we can go and do certain things that can negate what they think is possible. You know, so what do we do with, on the one hand, the scientific model of what they're trying to develop, and then people having these experiences that are complete anomalies? You know, what do we do with those two things?
Well, I think if we keep quantum physics and the understanding very simple for the layperson, that our observation has a direct effect on our world, I think if we keep it very simple, then people can get about the business of beginning to practice the skill of observation. See, the subatomic world responds to our observation, but the average person loses their attention span every 6 to 10 seconds per minute. So that doesn't leave a lot of room for our attention span. So how could a very large respond to someone who doesn't have the ability to even focus and concentrate? Maybe we're just poor observers. Maybe we haven't mastered the skill of observation, and maybe it is a skill. And maybe we're so addicted to the external world and so addicted to the stimulus and response to the external world that the brain is beginning to work out of response instead of out of creation. If we're given the proper knowledge and the proper understanding and given the proper instruction, we should begin to see measurable feedback in our life. If you make the effort to sit down and design a new life, and you make it the most important thing, and you spend time every day feeding it like a gardener feeds a seed, you will produce fruit. It may take some time in the beginning, and it may take some time in developing the art to control your mind from all the things that it needs to do. But most people stop because they look for the results in their world after a small amount of effort. And when they don't see those results, they immediately discount its possibility. And yet, right on the other side of that, right past that point where they stopped, is the potential still existing. We're lazy as human beings. We live in a convenience world, and if we don't get our quick, immediate fix on what we need, we're impatient. Quantum law responds to that as well. But we should be willing to sit down every day and take a piece of our day and set it aside and give thanks that we're alive and give thanks that we have life and give thanks for the life that we have. And then begin to observe by pure sincerity to design a new possible future for ourselves. And if we do it properly and we observe it properly, we should have opportunities begin to show up in our life, not equal to what we can predict, but outside of our prediction. It must be outside of our prediction, because when it is, we know that it's come from a greater mind. If it's equal to our prediction, then we're creating more of the same. How could we create a new world if we can predict the outcome? We're not creating anything new. And so, to look for feedback in our world, the brain loves feedback. It likes to know when it's succeeded or it's actually accomplished a task so that it'll do it again. And so, that sincerity and that level of mind gives people the opportunity then to apply first some principles of choosing a potential reality and observing it. And by doing it, they're willing to say, I know quantum physics works for the very tiny. I'm aware that it works for the very tiny as well. But when do you become a maverick and say, all of the greats that have ever lived has said it's always start with a thought or a dream, and why not get about the business of applying it to your own personal life? It's not that the quantum field doesn't respond. It's that we have to up our level of will and sincerity. And when that happens, we'll see measurable results in our life.
So, these so-called spiritual endeavors, is there a way to create measurable results?
There's in our spiritual endeavors, and spirit is always kind of a connotation that people get stuck on, but in the application of our life, life is spiritual. Everything in life is spiritual, but in the application of it, there is absolutely a way in which we can begin to see measurable results in our life. It takes practice, and it's a skill.